Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, April 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A sharp sell-off on Wall Street as investors brace for higher interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average suffered its worst decline of the year, falling about 981 points or about 2.8% to close at 33,811. The S&P 500 was down about 122 points, or roughly 2.8%, and the Nasdaq finished down 335 points, or about 2.5%. The declines in the three major U.S. indexes were broad-based, deepening as the day progressed. All three indexes were down more than 1.8% for the week. And the week's steep rise in government bond yields showed signs of steadying, with the yield on the 10-year Treasury note ending Friday at 2.905%. Investors also pored over first-quarter financial results from major companies in search of clues about the health of the economy. Shares of American Express fell 2.8% after the credit card company reported a decline in quarterly net income versus a year ago, even as spending on travel and entertainment surged. Shares of HCA Healthcare dropped nearly 22%, its largest percent decrease since March of 2020, after the hospital chain lowered its guidance for the year. The company said first quarter volume and revenue were offset by higher than expected inflationary pressures on labor costs. Gap shares fell nearly 18% after the retailer cut its quarterly guidance and announced the departure of the president and CEO of its Old Navy business. But Kimberly-Clark jumped 8.1% after the maker of Huggies diapers and Cottonelle toilet paper raised its sales growth projection for 2022 and said first quarter sales increased compared with the year before. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.